The bill would require call center companies that want to outsource at least 30% of their operations to notify the state at least 120 days in advance or face a $10,000 daily fine and placement on a bad actors list. And it would require the state to use only Ohio-based call centers for its customer service operations. Frank Matthews is with the Communications Workers of America, District 4 in Cleveland.
This is a survival issue for working families in Ohio, union and non-union. These laws and rules would apply across the board, whether you were a union or a non-union company.
A similar proposal failed last session. The House version is expected to have Republican co-sponsorship, but the bill faces an uphill battle since it's opposed by the Ohio Chamber of Commerce. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.